Yes, I put that Mellotron keyboard sound over that famous Beatles song, and why? Because it's the progressive rock, psychedelic Beatles pop show, that's why. And the Mellotron and other keyboards play a big part in progressive music. And I believe Beatles pop is also listed on the name of this show, so we play a wide variety of music. This is Eric the Prog King. Today we begin another voyage in the Wormhole series with the Mellow Heavy Hour, where you'll travel to musical worlds and focus really on two different genres in this particular show. We'll focus today's show and the fantastic supergroup UK upcoming as well. So what to play? Well, we'll start with may sound like a progressive pop keyboard based band, but really it's more focused in the pop vein. Then a very popular band is presented with a song you probably have never heard. And then we premiere a brand new song from an artist out of New York by the name of Brian Gary. And he's been playing music and writing since 1978, or 43 years. And then we'll play a song off his album, Names Volume 2. And the lyrics are about a friend with a name called Tim, who actually turned down joining and playing with the previously incredibly world-famous band. And we end with an almost a cappella-like, beautiful song by the Explorers Club.
Try and understand. Tender is the heart I'm placing in your hand. Every time I give the best of me, I never get the same thing in return. So if I'm weary, just be patient and try to understand. Tender is the heart I place at your command. Treat it as you would your own. Respect, even though it's second hand. Tender is the heart I'm placing in your hand.
With my friend, I'm the guy who left you with tears in figured it was just a lie. Your hair is getting long and your shorts, they sure fit you fine. I'll bet you went out every night during the school time. But this time I'm not gonna count on you. I'll see you this summer and forget you when I go back to school. Girl, don't tell me you're right.
Yeah.
Such beautiful stuff. And yes, it could have been the Beach Boys. In fact, they are the closest you will ever get to hearing what might be termed a new Beach Boys song. The Explorers Club is the name of the band, and as you might expect, they're from Southern California. And they came in with the song I Lost My Head off their 2007 album Freedom Wind. We started with Celestium, which really is Gary Usher, with the song Tender is the Heart off his one and only album Sanctuary. He actually worked with the next band that played that very famous song by the Beach Boys. The song was called Girl, Don't Tell Me, off the album Summer Days from 56 years ago, 1965. And then Brian Gary sang that very happy Beach Boys-inspired tune called Tim off his album Names Volume 2, right off the press, written this year, 2021. And I actually got to speak with him last week, and he told me some very interesting facts. For those of you who are familiar with Broadway, radio, movie, and early television audiences, he's the grandson of Eddie Cantor. Helping out Brian on this CD is Peter Melrose, whose father wrote for Dusty Springfield and also wrote the song This Girl Is a Woman Now by Gary Puckett. Brian Gary has written over 900 songs, just like what you just heard. So go to Amazon.com and buy Names Volume 2. It's his best output to date. After Mr. Gary came the great Beach Boys-inspired band, The Explorers Club. I know it was long-winded, so getting back to music finally, we're slowly moved from the pop world to a darker, edgier world of music. Again on this set, I am premiering a brand new song from the band Stan Laurels. I mean, this one has punch and has received some great reviews and press. Much more to follow as you absorb the impact. We start with the Corgis from England, who are a very popular band, but I bet you've never heard the forthcoming song. And incidentally, their brand new album in 29 years is called Cartoon World. It's being released this month, July 2021. And if you want a copy signed by the band, go to the internet now and pre-order.
Thank you.
The famous and complicated prog rock and opposition band King Crimson with all the star lineup, with of course Robert Fripp and Adrian Belew on guitars, from the album The Power to Believe from 2003, with the song Happy With What You Have to Be Happy With, and sounds just like lyrics in opposition, just like their music. And before that was, of course, I mentioned earlier, was the Stan Laurels with another brand new full-length release this year called There Is No Light Without Dark. The song is called Of Love, Wine, and Song, written by the multi-instrumentalist John Lathrop. It's all about his wife, Elvira, a dreamy, psychedelic pop rock song with some odd time signatures added in, sort of like King Crimson, I would say. Actually, that's what I felt like it sounded like. Again, I was lucky enough to speak with John directly last week on this great pop rock album, and it's out on the Big Stir label, CD or download, so go there to check it out. That's where I seem to find it on the internet. The Stan Laurels have been ranked as high as number one on the International Radio Indie Alliance in ratings for new pop music. And before that, the song was called The Man Who Died Two Times by Days Between Stations from 2013. And incredibly, Colin Moulding from XTC comes out of retirement to sing that song. It has XT vibes written all over it for sure. And again, we started with the internationally known band, the Corgis, or Corgis, actually. And now, progressive rock. And our spotlight is on the incredibly talented band called UK from, you guessed it, England, a supergroup of sorts with members from bands like Family, King Crimson, Jethro Tull, yes, and from out of nowhere comes the guitarist Alan Holdsworth added to the mix. They only released two full albums. Both are classics in themselves. My brother, an accomplished guitarist himself, went to see this band and let out such a burst of energy, or shall we say a scream, during one of Holdsworth's solos that the guitarist actually looked right at him. The solo was that good. Bill Bruford's drummer joins in, solidifying the beat, with Eddie Jobson on violin and keyboards. The great vocals of John Wetton, coupled with his bass playing, pulls it all together. I swear I hear the ghost of Greg Lake in his vocal phrasings. Merge two songs from 1978 comes a mellow, intense, and complicated UK.
Strange, how you're calling me strange.
From the album UK comes two songs by the band UK in the Dead of Night and Mental Medication from 1978. It's excellent progressive rock with some what I would call jazz leanings or some jazz movements inside there as well. I tend to go with a straight prog rock like Genesis and also Premiata, say, over in Italy. But UK is so talented. They're just loaded with great musicianship. You got to like them. We continue here on the Progressive Rock Psychedelic Beatles Pop Tour with the host, Eric the Prog King, with one more set. The first is extremely positive and has such good feeling to it. It was recorded in 1986. And then we go back 51 years to 1970 with a power prog trio with no bass player, just keyboards, drums, and guitar. And a sad, morbid tie-in to this last wormhole is that both keyboardists, no matter how talented they were, both committed suicide.
I bring you fire.
Atomic Rooster, what a great name for a band. From their first classic album called Death Walks Behind You from 1970 is the song Gershatzer. And that is an instrumental with no vocal, and it has no bass player, just the bass notes on a Hammond B3 or a C3. Just a fantastic 70s heavy prog rock album. Vincent Crane, the keyboardist, played keyboards also on Arthur Brown's huge hit Fire that you hear in the background from 1968. Listen to that keyboard sound and you'll see that that is Atomic Rooster. Well, it's time to go, and I hope you enjoyed this one-hour podcast. As always, like the source of this show, and you will get future episodes. See you soon.